then walk throughout Eastern Europe from one Jewish community to the next in order to suffer the ignominies of exile, of being away from home, and in order to be able to have a truer picture of the world. The Gaon himself went into Gaulis. It is not clear whether he was gone for 3 years, some say 5 years. And wherever he went, he was not recognized as the Gaon. He was not treated as the Gaon. But wherever he went, he looked for the libraries. He looked for the genizas, where the ancient manuscripts were. He looked to converse with the rabbis. And many times he was discovered. Many times the rabbi of the town saw that this was no ordinary beggar. There are numerous legends about the Gaon in exile. One of the legends, the same legend is told about Reb Kiva Eiger, it's told about others, is that he came to a place and the man invited him in and let him stay overnight. The Gaon asked him if he had any books, so he said he had one book that he had the commentary of the Rashba to one Masechta. That was the only book that he had in the house. So the Gaon said, good, give him this book. So he took the book and he studied it all night. And he came the next morning to him and he told him that in your book, the last two pages are missing. So I wrote them out for you. In his wanderings, he attempted to discover not only rare manuscripts, he attempted to discover rare people. Those people whom he felt had potential for greatness, for Torah greatness, to encourage them, to strengthen them. Because many times there are great people who find themselves in small and unknown communities, like Muncie, and they have not, they can become discouraged. They can feel unappreciated. They can feel that they're not going to ever get anywhere. And the Gaon looked for such people and attempted to strengthen them in knowledge of the Torah. Now the Gaon was, and I don't want to be misunderstood, but I don't have a good way of expressing it otherwise, but the Gaon could be considered what in the Western world we call a Renaissance man. There was nothing that the Gaon didn't know. The Gaon wrote a book of trigonometry called Ayil Mishulash. The Gaon wrote music. The Gaon was an expert in philosophy. The Gaon was an expert in languages. All self-taught. Not only all self-taught, he taught himself through the Torah. He didn't study mathematics. He figured out mathematics through the mathematics of the Torah and the Talmud. The Gaon said that he who does not appreciate music could not appreciate the Psalms of David, which the Levites recited every morning in the temple. He had a great affinity to philosophy, but the Gaon himself, always there's a paradoxical side of the Gaon. Even though the Gaon himself was a great philosopher, he's one of his most famous and strongest accusations against the Rambam, against Maimonides, was when the Rambam came to certain conclusions regarding certain matters that the Gaon disagreed with him. So the Gaon uses the phrase ha philosophia ha arura, he says, the cursed philosophy, berov lekha, because of its great attraction, hitaso, made the Rambam enter into an error.